Welcome to Code Ink, a world in which I've created from my brain and it helps others become successful. I'm taking you behind the scenes. Sometimes I have no idea what's going to happen. Sometimes I ask questions that I have no idea, the response to which I will receive. But either way, I know we're going to make it. I know we're going to become a billion-dollar tech company. I'm surrounded by some great people. We have great fun, and we do a lot of great things. And so it is my goal to show you my ups and my downs, my successes and my failures, the good decisions, and sometimes even the bad. But either way, we're on the same wavelength, the same mindset, and we will be successful. And with this, you shall be too. Welcome as we go behind the scenes.
Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. How are you today?
I'm fine. Sir? I'm moving the mic by you because you know how you do.
How do I do?
Not too low.
Loud and country.
That's right. That's, you're making it easier for me when we edit.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, oh, I'm fine. What's my middle name today?
I don't know.
Tostitos, that's my middle name. Antonio Tostitos Smith, Jr.
Really?
Somebody got to make it work. Somebody got to make it. Did you just roll your eyes at me?
Yeah, I did.
We have company. Don't tell them about a company just yet, but we have company.
Well, you just told about a company.
Well, I didn't tell them who they are. I just said that we, I guess I did.
Okay.
All right, can we give you away today?
No.
Yes. All right. So listen, guys. Tempest Smith, she is 5'4". Voluptuous.
Watch it. What?
She is caramel complected. And she is single.
You ready?
Clap for single. Yeah. Well, y'all clap too. Clap for single. And so if you're looking for a nice American woman to marry and, I don't know, procreate with, no? Am I doing too much today? I'm doing too much. Okay, take it back. You got it back in your hands.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, her social security number is 424-63. No, that's not it?
No, you don't know my social.
Okay, one day I will, and I'm going to, I got access to it, though. I could just be a hacker and just hack my own stuff. Yeah, I'll do that.
Let's not.
Okay, tell them what tonight is about, then.
I don't know
no,
what
you got
tonight
announcements.
Is about.
It's right, I'm running this episode tonight. But you got announcements, though. Can you make your announcements?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Oh, you got to read them?
Yep.
What you mean? You do it from memory all the time.
Because I don't know the number.
This is exactly why she needs to be married, because she has everything at her fingertips.
So, Antonio, cut him off. Ignore all of that. I'm not ignore that.
And she just burnt my coffee, too. Throw that out there.
No. I made a perfect cup of coffee. You downed it real quick and went and did it yourself and burnt your own cup.
That's exactly why I shouldn't be making my own cup of coffee.
Well, we'll find you somebody to do that. Not me.
Fair enough. Let's roll.
Every Sunday evening at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Antonio, what's your real name today?
Tostitos.
Smith Jr. hosts a mindset call called Plant Betters. Every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, it lasts 1 hour. We would love to hear you on the call this week. That phone number is 641-715-3865. Access code 171-617-POUND. And as you're listening and Antonio says something that resonates with you, we want you to use hashtag PlantBetter so we can learn our community and get to know you more.
Sweet, sweet. Well, before we get started as well, and we like to always play around,
we still want to. So Hong Kong is still doing its thing. We got some new. We're this podcast is in over 57, six. It's in over 60 countries, I believe, and we definitely are grateful for that. So please continue to like and share, and of course, all this stuff is in the show notes. Go ahead, you want to?
No, go ahead.
All this stuff is in the show notes, so please continue to do that. But we do definitely want to give Hong Kong props one more time because they just did like 2,000 downloads in a day or something. So we want to do that. And that's only what we can tell. Podomatic has numbers. iTunes is a bit different. They're pretty secretive about theirs. But we are grateful for all of you and everybody listening. Here's something we're going to do. We're going to have a good time today. So I'm kind of running this episode, which is why it's a bit awkward than most, because Tempest normally has a wonderful flow. But this is going to be a behind-the-scenes episode. We've got some people with us. Yeah. All right. So everybody here right now is someone who literally works for Antonio T. Smith Jr. and all the enterprises. But specifically, not pacifically, that's a river. I mean, that's an ocean. Specifically, we have everybody here works for Code Inc. Right? Yeah. Tempest, why don't you tell us about Code Inc. before we introduce these people?
Really?
Well, remember, we did it on season 3. There was an episode in which you actually cussed on the episode. Yeah.
Wow, really?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to, it was in surprise because you were like happy that day. But continue.
What do you want me to say about Code Inc.?
Whatever you want to say about Code Inc.
Code Inc. is a billion-dollar startup tech company.
All right, we'll take that. We'll take that.
We are taking over the world.
That's fair enough.
And you should go to Code Inc. Tech. That's Code Inc. with a K. Mm-hmm. CodeIncTech.com to learn more about us. And yeah, get to know these wonderful people you're about to be introduced to in mere seconds.
Well, sweet. Most excelente. So that's good then. So we have over here, we're going to use real names. We have James. Oh, that's not his name. I'm just kidding. We have Bryant, in whom we call Prince. All right, everybody clap for Prince.
Yay!
We'll give him a chance to talk here in a second. Then we have Deanna. Right? And we have Grace. Have them three plus me and Tempest, and together we make Code Inc. Now, if you're on this phone, go ahead. If you're on the podcast and you're listening, we definitely appreciate you and thank God for you. Or if you're not religious, we thank the universe for you. Either way, we definitely appreciate you and who you are. But regardless of how it is, if you're going to, well, that's just
thank the universe. Keep it.
Well, you got to keep it, whatever. Right, but we definitely want to say, so if you see, well, it's just five people. Well, that's because I run business well. And so I actually get paid more to hire less people and overpay them. Amen. Come on. And then go down different levels and stuff like that. So, yeah, so these are some good people. Good folk. So let's get to some introductions, and then I'll tell you what. Nobody here knows why we're here. I kind of mentioned it, but nobody really knows my agenda, but I am going to make that reveal. And I haven't told anybody because I wanted to be as natural as possible, okay? So everybody, shake your hands and do it. Let me see them. All right, everybody, there you go. Relax. You're not shaking your hands, Tempest. Shake your hands. All right. Now, everybody relax. Be as natural as you want to be. And we'll laugh and joke and et cetera, so that we won't be here long. So, Prince.
Ladies first.
All right, ladies first. You said ladies first. Grace. All right, loud, so I don't have to go into the editing booth and do the editing thing. Tell us about you. It's whatever you want to say.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, Grace.
I am from Galveston, Texas, a small island. But with a big heart from Texas, grew up here. I call myself a BOI. That's what us Galvestonians do. Born on the island, all my life. Just your typical American girl. Grew up, graduated from high school. Went to Texas A&M University.
All right, Texas A&M.
Right. graduated with a bachelor's of.
Now, is that a good school? Do they have a good football team?
They do. They have a wonderful football team. Hey,
I talked to a Longhorn fan, and they said they suck.
Well, go take a look at Texas A&M's ranking, and go look at. Anyway,
right. Wow. So, offended all our Longhorn fans. All right. All right, Longhorn fans, please continue to invest in us and listen to this podcast. Thank you.
But like I was saying, got my bachelor's degree. And like many people, got my bachelor's degree, and I'm not in the field of what I got my bachelor's degree in. However, I am a middle school teacher teaching young people math and also about life, because you're just not the teacher, you're everything else.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, you have a much stronger talent that we've discovered, and I got to discover. So what do you, what did you get your bachelor's in?
I got my bachelor's in marketing, business administrator.
Now, she got her bachelor's in, that makes sense now, right? So, and what do you do for Code Inc.?
I love to sell.
Right, so she may be a middle school teacher right now, but she is absolutely working in her degree for a Code Inc. Tech. Come on, clap for that. She is the head of all things capital for our tech company. Somebody should really clap for that. So marketing, raising money, talking to big high-dollar people to invest or at least spread the word about us, that is what Grace does. We thank you and appreciate you.
Yeah.
So much for being a middle school teacher, and in a little bit, in a few months, she won't be a middle school teacher for long. All right, next we have Deanna. Deanna, you tell us about you, whatever you want to say, and then I'll take over from there. Talk loud.
Okay, so I'm first and foremost a mommy.
Okay, we should clap for that. That seemed like we should have clapped for it.
My little man keeps me on my toes. Same as Grace, I'm BOI, born on the island, Galveston, Texas, raised. Just down to earth, me.
Okay, and let me help pull some stuff out of you. You are a super extrovert.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
For those that don't know what an extrovert is, she definitely has an outgoing personality. But to introverts like myself, and don't get it confused, just because I know how to turn on for a microphone does not mean I enjoy to. Extroverts literally draw energy from social interactions, and she definitely does. Yes, so she is having the time of her life recording this podcast, I assure you. I assure
that
you.
Deserves a hand clap.
Yeah.
Is that why we're clapping so much this episode?
Yes.
We don't clap.
Yes. We don't clap at all. The intent is being here like clear eyes. Yeah, you guys, because you guys, you don't know, we have three extroverts. So,
yes.
So here are me and Tiffany, the introverts, and somehow we've employed three extroverts, and we pay for it every single day. But it does, okay, he says woo woo, but it does bring a good dynamic. And we meet every Friday night. We meet every Friday night for 2, sometimes 3 hours, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But continue to tell us more about yourself. You're extrovert. You like to, go ahead, whatever.
I mean, I like to do everything. I truly enjoy working with you guys, number one. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to our Friday meetings. You know, I just.
You just can't even, she's smiling, you guys. They
she
can't,
a
they
the
can't
tiger
see.
Face.
It's not a video podcast. Because me and Tempest were introverts.
They're great.
So what do you do now? Because you just did you do something on the side. Well, not on the side, and we just grafted that into one of my other companies, and so you became the boss overnight in a few things. Let's not break any confidentiality agreements.
Right.
But let us, let's just say what you do,
okay.
And don't say who you just sat down
not
with, but let me give a little stage here. You just pretty much brokered, you just had a $1 million meeting, Can we say that?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll say that. Now, you give us bare bones without breaking any confidentiality, because I'm not going to be the reason you lose $1 million.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, one of my babies is an artist management company that I started in 2009. And it's music artist management. And this past Monday, we met with one of the top independent record labels here in Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
And I
Watch him. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Who's you? Houston?
Yeah.
Houston. Oh, okay, we got two Houstonians. All
right.
Yay,
let's clap for that.
All this clapping, y'all hurting people's ears. Got their headphones in, listening.
What do you say? Go ahead. Hit the table.
Yeah, yeah. Don't hit the table. Don't hit the table. Go ahead though.
So with that being said, one of my artists that I represent recently signed a recording deal with, again, one of the top independent record labels in the city of Houston. So I'm
right.
Very proud of that.
And by independent, we mean somebody famous. We just say it that way. Okay. Somebody famous signed your person. That's what we'll say. We don't want to. Okay, good then. Great. So that's you. So we have somebody graduated from Texas A&M. All right. Okay, and we got somebody who's a mommy. That's the first thing you said. And who's also an A&R, so to speak. And so basically, we have drafted that, and Code Inc. will be working its way into the music industry now because of such thing. And you, sir, your name is Bryant with a T, which we need to put you on the website. I don't want to do that. Yeah, we need to put you on the website. You're a new hire. Let's clap for this new hire. That's why we need to put you on the website, right? Because you are a new hire. But you weren't initially, let's do that right now. Before you introduce yourself, you weren't initially supposed to be here, but you came on and made a super quick impression quickly. And now you're making money.
Amen.
All right. Okay, good.
Clap for that.
Let me clap. All right. Now tell us about you. What do you like to do? What do you do?
Well, yeah. Tobacco Tempest. I'm from Houston. Third Ward, right. Texas. Jack Yates High School, Heart of the Line.
Now hold on. We have a lot of people. All right. Okay. A lot of different countries. They don't know about Third Ward, Texas. Hey,
we're gonna teach them today.
Okay, so let me explain.
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Well, let me explain to my people from Europe and Hong Kong. Third Ward, Texas. It's not a city.
It is
a historical. It is historically black area of Houston, and historically meaning it's been there for a long time. Has lots of history.
Are you gonna do it, or
I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna do that.
The right thing here. I'm waiting for two details to come out from this part of this conversation.
In Houston, Texas, on the south side.
Okay.
TSU.
Yeah. TSU. Yeah.
All right. For those of you who are Tempest with the TSU,
HBCU.
Well, we got different audiences, right? So Texas Southern
University,
which is another historically. There we go. That's one. We got one more third. With University of Houston, Third Ward, Houston is home of Beyonce.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes, I can't believe.
So you just hit everybody now. Everybody in all the countries in which we meet know most certainly of Beyonce.
Yes.
So where Beyonce was born and raised in is where he's from. Please continue to go. We're going to clap for Beyonce. Clap for the queen. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Very white.
From Houston, Texas, born and raised. I'm a BOI as well. I'm born off the island.
No, that's not a BOI, sir. Don't do that again. Don't.
Seems like I offended them.
Yes,
now.
You did. The same way I offended her by not mentioning TSU and Third Ward. You just did something wrong.
Now, about me.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Wow. I'm pretty multi-talented.
You are also an extrovert.
Oh, super duper. I'm the life of the party.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, the party can't start until I get there.
What is this?
So let me help you out a little bit. Let me help you out a little bit. Let me help you out a little bit. You are what they call a salesman.
Ah, yeah, by nature.
So what can you, is there anything you cannot sell?
There is nothing I cannot sell.
Okay, who can you sell to? I'm setting you, this is all these alley-oops I'm dunking.
I can sell an Eskimo igloo in the summertime.
Okay then, there we go. So he's a charismatic salesman too then, isn't he? All right. Okay, so he is. So you now are in our grace division over here, raising capitalism. Okay. All right, good, good. Now you also do something. You also own a landscaping business.
Yes, I have a landscaping business, Green Tree Landscaping.
Now we haven't figured out how to draft that into, graft that into Code Ink, but we'll figure it out.
We will.
Maybe we'll be doing some technology. We'll figure it out. But you do that
we'll
as well.
Create a new lawnmower.
So go ahead and say your company name one more time.
Green Tree Landscaping.
All right, good. And you say your company name one more time.
D. Marie Management.
All right, good. Now that we got those introductions out the way, here's what I want to do. Now, I do have a reason for this episode, but I'll get to that in a little bit. How has, at random, nobody now at random, and I'm only talking to you introverts, okay? I mean, you extroverts. All of you, because, with me and Tempest understand this question, and we've already talked about this here. How has, what did I say? Oh, why do you believe in Code Ink? Yes. Oh, and no technical answers. Yeah, because I wrote these down. She's telling me what I wrote down. Why do you believe in Code Ink? No technical answers. I don't want any technical answers. No. I've got the none of that. Give me the real deal answers for the listeners. Why do you believe in this company, and why are you here volunteering your time and also working very hard? You got something to say?
Yes, I believe in this company because I believe in you and Tempest.
Okay.
No pressure.
No, my life has completely changed since knowing you. And I was very ecstatic when you even considered me to be a part of the company. So my belief in this company stems from my belief in you guys, how hard you guys work, you know, and I know that once you put your minds to something, I know it's going to be amazing. So my belief in this company is because of my belief in you guys.
I second that motion.
Okay, we got a second.
Wow.
We got a second. Is there any other?
Too much pressure.
But Tippy says a lot of pressure. Okay, we got another reason.
I believe in this company, personally, because you took a chance on me. Whether you're spiritual or not, whether you call them, it was something in your spirit that said, hey, that put me in your spirit, whether you said it came from God, I popped up in your brain.
You did.
And so, when any time that someone thinks of me, that's not me, because that's not because of me. And so, I always consider it a privilege. And so, when somebody considers me for a $1 billion company,
whew, come on,
hey man, let's go.
Now our revenues are not yet $1 billion. But
not yet. Give us a couple weeks.
Okay, I like that, right? But these guys are dumb enough to believe me. And I keep telling them we're $1 billion company. And they keep following me. And so they bought into the fact that we're $1 billion company. That's why you keep hearing that B word get thrown out. The good one, the billion, right? Yeah. That's why you keep hearing that getting thrown out. So we like that one. B word that is, it's two good B words. Beyonce. Apparently. Apparently, Beyonce is the first good B word to ever exist on planet Earth. And billionaire is the second. So we definitely appreciate that. Okay, so any other reasons why you guys believe in Code Ink? It doesn't, I'm not forcing.
I mean, besides believing just in you, for one, personally, as a person, I believe in the vision of Code Ink.
Okay.
Not only the impact that they're making now, but what they're trying to do and what they're trying to globally who they're trying to globally reach.
So tell them a little bit about the vision. You don't have to be technical. Just tell them what you've perceived from it. Like, what do you feel about the vision? What are we trying to do?
Well, the vision of Code Inc. is actually to, for one, kill the mindset of having, of kill the poor mindset so you can adapt a rich mindset so you can not only have wealth, but you could create an economy for your family.
All right. So let me stop you right there because I didn't expect that. So Code Inc. is first and foremost an artificial intelligence technology company. We build very advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence and plus mobile apps and websites, but we're getting away from websites because that's a different kind of company which we want to do. And so we're first and foremost a company. Now you just gave me a tech company. Perfect segue to the next thing I was going to ask you. My next question, it's not on there, but the next question I was going to ask you was, why do you enjoy working for Code Inc.? You just talked about the vision of the culture that Tempest and I have set in Code Inc. See, we have a world plan, a plan for world domination, so to speak, and not to be arrogant about that. So we have a public vision, but there's a private vision of this company. Anybody works here, now say what you just said again. Anybody works here is going to
build an economy.
Build their own
economy so their own family can survive off of it.
All right. That is one of the strongest things that I teach and Tempest teaches in this company. So I didn't know you were going to say that. I thought you were going to quote the website or something, but I did say no technical answers. All right. So that's good. So here in Code Inc., guys, you wonderful listeners, I am teaching in Tempest too. We're teaching everybody here to create their own economies. And so I'm not here, and that's why we're selectively hiring people, the right people, to create the right culture. And when they get here, I'm not teaching them, and I probably can't do it for everyone. Once we become a billionaire company, we have 50 million employees. I probably can't reach all 50 million, but I will die trying, that's for sure. However, I am pushing extremely hard to change the lives of the people who are working here. Not me have them make me rich, but me teaching these guys how to become wealthy, right? And so that's so good, good. I'm glad you brought that up. And I didn't expect that, but I'm doing this podcast because I want people to get to know us, but I do have a reason for it. So yeah, so why else do you, and you kind of answered the different questions, so why do you enjoy working here?
I love being around people.
Fair enough, and we do have some fun.
Yes.
So why do you enjoy being around these people or these meetings or whatever it is we do?
Because these meetings aren't your typical meetings, because if I'm in a typical meeting and you don't hold my interest, I get a little sluggish.
There's nothing wrong with that.
When you keep the meeting laid back and alive, and everyone gets a chance to be involved in their talents or their gifts, I love being in those types of meetings.
Now you're talking about something else about the culture. What I do, what me and Tiffany's teacher, right? She helps me teach a 40-week class, leadership class, is we're gift-based. This is a gift-based company. So when I find someone with a gift, which is everybody that has a gift, we try to build around that person's gift. Which is why music is going to be because you're an executive employee, so music is going to be, Code Inc. is attacking the music industry because you are very influenced in music. And when we can figure out how to make it attack landscaping, right, we'll do that as well. So we definitely try to build around. So yeah, thank you very much for that. There is a culture here, culture of making you wealthy mentally, and creating your own economy, but then we have fun while we do it.
Yeah.
And we create a culture. And that's good because you guys, you come in here and I let you play with your cell phones and all that stuff, right? You come in your laptops and we all laugh and joke and everybody's eating stuff right now. So let's see if we can give some guys some free advertisement. We got, what is that, Snapple or Arizona over there? What we got?
That's a cocktail.
That's Arizona over there. We've got Mr. Good Bar and some more Arizona, some Doritos. So there
we
you
got
guys.
Your middle name.
We got my Tostitos. That's why my middle name is Tostitos, because I just looked at my dip right here and it was Tostitos. We've got Lay's.
Some disgusting chips.
Now those chips. That's the Southern biscuit and gravy.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we get all you guys got free advertisement. Now me and Tempest have decided that in season 3 we were talking about what we're going to advertise for Code Ink. Where are we going to advertise? Where we're going to change this podcast, not brick by brick. What we're going to have, we want to make money, obviously. So I'm going to play on Earth, we need money. Yeah, okay. And we decided against advertising because we like our listeners, but Tempest and I are avid listeners to podcasts. We love them. I personally listen about 3 or 4 a week. In fact, I can name you a few of them that I love. I like the No Sleep podcast, which is top rated. Listen Money Matters is another one. You can learn about stocks from regular guys. Farhad, and I forget the look it up for me. I don't want to use this, but Jay and Farhad show is another tech. I get a lot of my tech information for those guys. One's a senior writer for Business Insider, the senior writer for, I forget the other company. But anyway, I like all these podcasts. We have our listeners, and we don't like advertising. That's one of the things that bothers us. And not that anything's wrong with that. We just decided not to do it. And so we've kept true to that. But what we're going to do here in the future is all the products we come up with, we'll advertise our own stuff on our own podcast. Yeah, you clap for that, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be our own product, so we won't be interrupting you with someone else's product. And we won't be interrupting at all, but we will be, you know, since you love us and since you listen to us and by the hundreds of thousands, you don't have a problem hearing about our new product that we developed, but we won't say anything about that now. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. That's good. Good. So what was the other question I had on there that I want to ask? Because I had you looking up stuff. Let me see. So next question I wanted to ask. All right, we'll just ask this last question, and then we'll end this podcast. How do you feel about all the reading I have you doing?
Oh, man.
So I guess I'm the weird one, because I've enjoyed it.
That, fair enough. That would be, so you, since you've been, now you've been with me now, you or me and Tempest, it's not just me, what is it?
January, so 10 months.
10 months, okay, so 10 months you've been. How many books have you read in those 10 months? That came from either me or Tim, and we said, you must read, you want to hang with us, read these books.
Maybe between 12 to 15.
Okay, so 12 to 15 books, and I'll probably venture on 15 side. Yes, yes.
In 10 months?
Yes, and, sir.
And you're going to be the same way,
sir. Well, you're a reader?
That's a good question. Now, be an honest answer.
Honest answer?
Yeah.
I completed one out of some of them, and then since we've been doing our reading for Code Ink, I have been completing my reading for Code Ink.
So before 10 months ago, were you a reader?
No. Well, I was a fictional reader.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I would be that person that would read the book and be in a book until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning until the book ended, and then I'm upset the book ended because I no longer have my entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the very vivid imagination, so the entire time I'm reading a book, I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
In my head. So I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, no, it can't end. So yeah. I'm that person that, you know, will buy a whole series just so I can read the whole series again and again. And yeah. So I was a fictional reader.
Okay.
You know, but since I've been with Tempest and Antonio, I've been more into the developmental readings, the Thinking Grow Rich, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
There we go. Come on.
Peaks and Valleys, Integrity.
Just all those kind of books. All those
Riches, Man of Babylon. You know, I hear about them all the time, you know, but I didn't really start reading them until I met these guys.
Right.
And since then, my life has completely changed. And so, yeah. So, a reader, I was always a reader, but this kind of reading, I think I prefer this kind of reading because this kind of reading actually changes my life instead of entertaining. Yeah. So.
Sweet. Yeah, dude, she's trying to find this for me, Business Insider Podcast, and she'll find it for me. So I can, we like Tempest, she understands that we like to just give people props. You know, we believe in, well, you become wealthy by making others wealthy. So we like to do that. So great. So you were not a reader. Okay. We come to you last because you just got here. You, were you a reader before? Now, I'm not saying you didn't read, but were you a reader?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Now, you've been here a tad bit longer, maybe. So how did you, how have you come across? Yes, Jay and, okay. So Tempest gave it to me, the Jay and Farhad Show. There it is. That's what I, that's the podcast I listen to for tech, business, and I mean tech and stuff. Good. Thank you, Tempest. Thank you very much. So go ahead. How many books have you read this approximate since you've been with me? And of course, and they, do I give you guys an option to read these books?
No. Nope.
All right. So go ahead.
I'll say about 10 books.
10 books. Good.
All the way through.
But here's the deal. All the way through. But now you've been buying your own books that I have nothing to do with.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's, I could count at least 4.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yes. Okay, at least you even bought us. You even bought Code Inkster books before you got it. You bought Code Inkster books.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Because, yeah, so you're like 15.
Right.
In 10 months.
Yeah.
Okay, right? Good. Now you, sir, you just got here 30 days ago. And how many books have I? Because you came in on the tail end of one book, and
Well, I came in on, I want to say the tail end of. I came in at the end of Rich Dad Poor Dad, right when Richest Man in Babylon started.
Okay.
So I did the Richest Man in Babylon, and now I'm on Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
But in the middle of Think and Grow Rich, I still have to go back and read Rich Dad Poor Dad because I was told I have to read 2 books at one time. Which is like, wow, I don't even read at all.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
They're audio books, you know.
So how many books, so you've been here 30 days about, how many books have you read through and through before you got here?
None.
How many books have you read completely and partially, you can put them together, since you've been here?
3.
So in 30 days,
yeah.
You've read more books.
Yeah.
So you've read literally 300% more books you've ever read in your life in 30 days.
Yeah, I've only actually opened one book to even attempt to read it.
Okay.
And that's because I was at the guy's little conference deal and the book was free.
And
but
it's free.
It was a good book. Like, it's a good read.
Now, list the 3 books that you've never been a reader. And listen to the 3 books I've exposed you to.
Richest Man in Babylon, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Think and Grow Rich.
All right. Now, so anybody who's technologically savvy or business savvy, I should say, it's like they're clapping right now. They're driving in their car and they're going, good job, Tony. Good job. Because first off, these are classic books. Secondly, it shows you the culture in Code Ink. Like, are these books voluntary?
No.
If you don't read these books,
you're fired.
All right. Thank you very much. that's the deal. As far as the culture of coding goes, what's the strictest thing about coding?
Read books.
All right. Read books. Would you say that? That's fair enough? Yes. Anything else, I really don't bother you too much on, but I do have a high standard. But reading books, if you don't, but tell me some of the stuff that I've quoted you about reading books thus far.
If you don't read, I cannot work with you.
Right.
Okay, got it?
If you don't read, you will forever be poor.
All right. And that is what we've done. We have read, I'm getting ready to let you talk in a second. We have read, because I want you guys' lives enhanced. Okay? Now, you're talented in your own, everybody here is super talented in your own field. You guys have specialized knowledge that I'm definitely exploiting for coding's purposes and for your own. And so that is why you're here. Just because you're not reading, I don't want people to think that you're poor or poor-minded. We're switching some of that stuff, but you are definitely good at what you do. I am just changing you from being an employee-minded, to a business owner inside of this business. That makes sense? So I'm explaining that about the coach. So right now, what we've done is we've talked about, and in 10 seconds, I'm going to let Tempest talk, and then I'm going to do some closing thoughts here in a little bit. So whatever you feel empathetically, I want you to say in about, give me 20 seconds. So So here's what we discussed thus far. We introduced yourselves. You guys said what you like. You said why you believe in this company, and most of you or all of you turned it back on me and Tempest. And thank you very much for that. But then I asked you why you enjoy this company, and all of you, whether you know it or not, you said it was the culture. You love the culture of this company, the culture of this company. And some of the culture is fun, but then some of the culture is you're going to read or you're going to get fired, right, pretty much. But then even we make that fun in itself.
You're getting fired?
Not the fire part. But you guys, at least I hope you think your brain is expanding. You are doing a good job, et cetera, et cetera. Good. Now we're going to let Tempest talk, because I don't know what she's going to say. And she doesn't either. But I'm good at using people's gifts, and she has very high empathy. So you say something. I'll tell you what you can do. You give your final thoughts for this episode, and then I'll give my final thoughts. And in my final thoughts, I will tell you why we are here. Go. And scoot up when you go to the microphone.
I don't have anything to say because you put me on the spot. Just thank you guys. Tony and I tried to do this with other people who were on board, but then when it got time to get started, they flaked. Just thank you guys for being here and for sticking around and for being dedicated and for wanting to be here. Like, I was really blown away by everyone's responses today. I did not know, felt that way. So thank you for your words, but thank you for your actions and for genuinely wanting to be here. That means a lot. So thank you.
All right, y'all clap for that. Yeah, man. And I moved the microphone so she can be heard, so it can be either from the mic. So let me give you some final thoughts. And Tempest completely rocks, and you guys know that, and you see that.
Yes.
And that's why I let her talk. I didn't know she was going to say that, but I'm glad she did. Thank you. So we yesterday or last week or whatever, we started we're raising $35,000 for our own office building, and we've got a campaign out there on Indiegogo.com, which will be in the show notes. So please go right now and go give a donation to Indiegogo.com. We're buying our own office building. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Feel free to clap.
You should call this the clap episode.
Yeah, I call it the clap episode. Yeah, right? And I just might. But so here are my final thoughts. Well, I'm not yet to my final thoughts, but I am on my final thoughts. That's not the call to action and emotional part. But either way, we're trying to get our own building. You guys know that, but I'm letting the public audience know. So Indiegogo.com, but don't worry about it. Just click in the show notes and you will definitely see it. Please share. $35,000 is all we're asking for. Please help. We're not a billion-dollar company yet. That's only because time has not caught up with us. But we definitely will get there, and we do appreciate you. But it's time to get our own building office and then start employing other people. And I really, Tempest and I, and we came up, have a heart, and we want to make young future computer programmers, and I want to get them at 16 and all that stuff and help them create their own economy. So we definitely want to stimulate the economy, but we want to make a world of difference for people. Now, that's what you guys need to know. Here's what I need you to actually hear, and these are my final thoughts. I did this episode because I wanted people to understand what I'm working with, and I want them to know who you are. And I want them to understand, we're not just a company. We're people who have, from different walks of life, and we're becoming friends. We have become friends. And at this point, we laugh, we joke, we clap for absolutely no reason at all. You've come here.
It's Sunday, yay!
Yeah, right. and so we talk, we laugh, we joke, we clap. It's because it's Sunday. We do all these things. But you got somebody here. And it's not even Sunday today, right? But so we it was Friday, but we've done some good clapping.
Friday, yay.
but we're obviously having fun, but we're also serious and doing a lot of business as well. So in the show notes, you're gonna have everything you need about this company. You're gonna have the website, you're gonna have the website to give, you're gonna have as much as you need in order to be successful in giving to us. We're not asking for much. We're asking for $35,000. But please do. But I want you to hear the human side of this technological company. Now, here's the deal. I won't fail. I don't know how to do that. Now, I'm going to tell you that for sure. Whether you guys hear me or the listeners hear me, we will not fail. That's just not something we're going to do. That's not arrogance. I know what I want. I've already asked for it. Whether it be the universe or God, I don't care what you say. I'm an avid reader, Think and Grow Rich. I can assure you, my feet are planted firmly. And I'm not leaving until you give me 50 cents for my mom. Now, if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, you don't know what that means. But since you guys have read Think and Grow Rich or reading Think and Grow Rich, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm the little girl whipping her uncle, and I'm doing that for life. Life will make Code Inc. successful, and it will bow to my will because I create my own reality. And you guys are in that reality, and I'm being unselfish about it by creating economies for you and building into your realities. And I wanted our listeners, the hundreds of thousands of listeners we have, to see that there's a company out there. There's plenty of companies. Google's doing things, and Apple's doing things, and changing lives. And you don't have to be a big tech company. There are companies out there that are actually changing the lives of its people. If you're in Texas, there's a gas station called Buc-ee's, and they literally pay people $13 an hour to be a cashier, right? That's literally.
Godless.
You can stay at Buc-ee's for the next 20 years and live a comfortable life being a cashier, right? So that we're not the only people. I don't want to take away from wonderful companies. But I want you all to fall in love with the people of this podcast because I'm asking you to give. And we'll share the link. But and just give what if you like it, give. If you fell in love with Deanna, give. If you fell in love with Prince, give. Grace, Tempest, from school teachers who have business and business degrees in marketing, from the mommy who just did a wonderful job and created a deal for one of her artists, to the landscaper who is a salesman. These guys are doing a great job in their stimulated economies, and we're getting ready to change the world, at least the world here in our little corner of Southeast Texas. And so we're going to do a good job. And I'm asking you to help us. So go out, look at the link, share it. At the very least, we're going to make a difference and help me make a difference in their lives, and I definitely appreciate it. I understand psychologically that you'd never buy a product until you buy us. And so hopefully you fell in love with them, and hopefully you understand who we are. And with that being said, we appreciate you. Thank you for always being a follower. Thank you for always being a listener. And as usual, I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. I don't even care if you don't like your life or you do love your life. Regardless of where you are, plant better.
Bye-bye.